Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Hear now the word of the Lord. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of the Lord. Today we celebrate Epiphany, which commemorates the time that the Magi brought their gifts to Jesus. In this part of the world, Epiphany is the final bookend to the Christmas season, although there are some traditions that celebrate Christmas as a longer season, ending in early February. This week, we also end our worship series for the season called Those Who Dream. But our theme this week, Those Who Dream, Persevere, is a reminder to keep going, to keep hoping, and to keep looking up for a guiding star. Sometimes that guiding star is a literal star, like the one that the Magi followed to find the new king they were seeking. The Magi came from far away, and they were not Jewish. Magi were a kind of ancient pagan priest who studied things like astrology and alchemy. They weren't exactly the sort of men whom you might expect to show up with presents for the king of the Jews. The point that Matthew is making by telling us about the Magi's arrival is that the entire universe was affected by the birth of Christ. So much so that even pagan priests saw something different in the stars and recognized that something big had happened. If even the Magi could see that this child was something special, then surely the child would be revered by his own people, since they had been waiting for a savior for so long. There is a lot to be said about the Magi and their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, offerings for a king, offerings for a god, and offerings for the grave, respectively. But this week, I was thinking about stars and the night sky, and how some things are so big and so bright and so sure that they can guide people across oceans. Sometimes the guiding star that we follow is a literal star, but sometimes it's a metaphor. I was also thinking about a night in Rome 12 years ago this month, half a lifetime ago and thousands of miles away. It was a couple days after we had landed and moved in for the term, and one of our teachers was showing us the way to a cell phone store with a stop for espresso on the way. It was cold and dark, we were tired and still jet-lagged, and it was slippery to walk on the cobblestones that were still wet from the morning's rain. We were watching our feet and wondering how Italian women managed to navigate the city in elegant boots. I've never been particularly great at geography. I still think of the U.S. in terms of left, middle, right, south, and Texas. We're in the middle. So while I did understand that the Pantheon was somewhere in the Roman Empire, I didn't remember that it was in Rome specifically. The Pantheon is a domed temple that has been used continuously for worship for almost 2,000 years, first by pagan Romans and then since the Middle Ages by Christians. I certainly didn't realize that I had been walking straight towards it, at least not until our teacher said casually, "Oh, ladies, look up." And there was the Pantheon, 30 feet in front of me, crowned in hazy mist and starlight, massive, majestic, ancient, and awesome. And I realized that my experience discovering the Pantheon was a perfect metaphor for God. There I had been, caught up with my own feet, when suddenly I was blessed with a life-changing experience that I had never expected to find, a reminder, both literally and spiritually, to look up. We are small, in terms of the universe and in terms of the span of history, and it can be easy to feel lost. This past year was overwhelming, to put it mildly. There were certainly many times when it felt like the star I was trying to follow had been hidden by clouds. But we're still on this journey together, doing our best to faithfully follow a star towards an uncertain future. When the Magi leave Jesus to return home, we are told that, having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Even the familiar would forever be seen by them from a different perspective. We are closer to the end of this pandemic than we are to its beginning. But we, too, are returning home by another road. The road is hard and lonely and quiet, but it will lead us home someday. So friends, hold fast to your faith and to everything that gives you strength. There is still a star guiding us, if only we can keep going just a little longer, if only we can keep believing that we can make a difference, if only we can look up to remember our place in the story, look up to be shown the way.